Okay, open the meeting at 5:34. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Kariyatta people, and recognise the contributions of Kariyatta elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item
Can
three.
I point of order, please?
Yes.
In my agenda item here is different to what you've got up there. Why is that?
This is different.
What is the actual point of order?
I want to know which is the...
What is the section, standing orders, that you're pointing out as point of order?
Under section 10.2. I've got an agenda book in front of me, and yet you're reading to a different agenda.
So which point are you referring to?
I want to clarify which one I'm reading.
Can I get a which section of 10.2 are you referring to?
Is any provision of local law. Is it a way of a point of order only is a breach of any provision of local law.
Mm-hmm. So
what I'm saying is I've got different sets of minutes here to what you're reading from. That's right.
Overruled. So we'll carry on. Item three, recording of attendance. There is Troy's absent and Louise. 3.2, apologies, nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest? Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, question taken on notice from public, from the public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 6th of September, there is nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from the committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 6th of September 2016, there is nil. Item 5, application for leave of absence. Item 6, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? Now, item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that, in accordance with Section 616 of Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that, in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Standing Orders, mobile telephones will be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So members of the public, I'm happy for you to use iPads or laptops to follow the agenda. Open public question time at 5:38. Do I have any public questions?
I know. No. Am I a member of the public or a member of the committee?
Yes.
I am a member of the public?
Yes.
My name is Nina Benkehas from number 6 Rodoreda Street in Port Hedland. I am a member of this committee and I've been appointed to this committee by the council, but I'm standing here as a member of the public. In relation to item 4.2, acknowledgement of traditional owners, I note that in the last meeting held on September 6, 2016, in which you were the presiding officer, you said, "The presiding member acknowledged the traditional custodians, the Kariyara people, and recognized the contribution of Kariyara elders past, present, and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland." From the materials which were sent to us, which is the agenda papers, the same item, it was stated that the presiding member respectfully acknowledged traditional owners, the Kariyara people whose land we are on today, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of the Kariyara elders past and present and future in all working together for the betterment of for the future of Port Hedland.
Ms. Panganis, could we get a question?
Yes. On the board at the moment, we revert back to the same statement you made on the 6th of September 2016. Can you please clarify why we've been inconsistent in the delivery of this acknowledgement of traditional owners?
Ms. Panganis, that question has been asked and answered previously about the acknowledgement of the traditional owners.
I don't think you get my question. My question is why you kept changing the presentation of this acknowledgement of traditional owners.
Ms. Panganis, the presiding member is allowed to change the wording of the acknowledgement of traditional owners.
On what basis?
On what basis? Yeah. It's on the basis that we are acknowledging the traditional owners above and beyond the legislative requirements.
Would you be able to provide us that is above and beyond the required requirements? I haven't seen the documentation. What is the minimum and what is the maximum in terms of acknowledgement of traditional owners?
Ms. Panganis, the presiding member can change the acknowledgement of the traditional owners as he sees fit. We are actually in line with the requirements that the council has endorsed on 25th of May 2016, agenda item 12.1.1, the Town of Port Hedland Reconciliation Action Plan 2016.
But that document you were referring to was not even part of the agenda, or we were not even advised.
Ms. Panganis, we are following the requirements of acknowledging the traditional owners.
I have another question. In the last meeting, you indicated to the members of this committee, or your expectations from the members of this committee, to put forward a motion for any matter requiring discussion and debate. However, on the 6th of September, the presiding member made changes in the acknowledgement of traditional owners and the treatment of community members without the benefit of any motion, debate, consultation, or legal advice. How can you justify two standards for the members of the committee?
Like I said previously,
as a member of the committee, you are also bound to present a motion for any matter requiring discussion and debate. We should be all equal in this
committee. Ms. Kenny, can I just get a question?
Which question? My question is, why do we have two standards? One for you and one for the other members.
Ms. Banganas, I'll refer you to Ordinary Council Meeting Agenda, 25th of May, 12.1.1. The requirement for acknowledgement of traditional owners is in there. It's been endorsed by Council by absolute majority, actually, as a matter of fact, unanimously, 9-0. And I'm following those requirements.
What about in relation to the treatment of community members?
Ms. Panganis,
changes were made without the benefit of any motion, debate, consultation, or legal advice. Why?
Ms. Bennett, that question has been asked by you previously and answered in the minutes of 6th of September.
What I'm saying is, why is it there are two standards?
There is not, Ms. Panganis, there is not two standards. The question's been asked and answered.
There are two standards. One for you.
Do you have another question, Ms. Panganis?
You haven't really answered my question.
Like I said, the question has been answered on the 6th of September minutes. You asked the question, so you need to have a look at the minutes and have a look at the answer.
Okay. I've asked the question, you haven't answered
and I've, my question. And I've stated already that the question has been asked and answered. Do you have any other questions? Do you have any other questions from members?
Through the chair, on a point of order, I have. I'm not public. You're saying I'm not public?
Yes, sorry. Let's do that through.
Yeah. Mr. Atwood, the podium, please.
I'm not belittling myself by going up because I have information here which you should have got from the Local Government Act.
And why didn't you?
And why didn't you? And I'd like to put a vote of no confidence in you.
I move it.
I move that and I've got a second.
So the present time we're in public question time, so you've got to move on to public question.
Okay. So do I have any further public questions?
Are you ignoring standing orders?
I'm after your questions. We're in public question time.
I won't belittle myself because you haven't
received.
You have, you have
any
not.
Public questions.
I'm not the public. I'm not the public.
No other public questions. Okay, closed public question time at 5:45. And open public statement time at 5:45. Do I have any public statements? No public statements. Close the public statement time at 5:46. Move on to 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There are nil. Item A, questions from members without notice. Councillor Whitwell.
When, before you actually decided about the community members and the rights they've got in relation to speaking around the table, what advice did you get?
I did not get any advice.
Would you like to?
Are you asking me personally?
I'm asking you personally.
I did not get any advice.
Would you like to hear the advice that was given by the by the Department of Local Government?
Mr. Councillor Whitwell, last meeting I stated that you needed to get your own advice and then present it to the administration. So when did you receive the advice?
I received this advice 2 days ago.
Okay. And you failed to hand it on to the administration for their consideration?
Not at all.
Well, so you did supply the administration?
I'm handing it on now.
Okay.
But I'm asking you whether you sought this advice before you, and you said no.
That's right.
Okay. Would it be useful to put this on the record?
You can table it, yes.
Right. I can't put it on the verbal record, or are we going to incorporate this in the electronic record?
Oh, yeah, if you like.
If it's a question?
Yes, a question.
It's a question, but you can't answer this question unless you know what the question's about.
Councillor Whitwell, a question. Thank you.
Right. The question is, have you heard these words before?
I have not.
How do you know?
You asked the question and I said no.
But you don't know what words they are.
Do you have a question?
Well, Councilor, have you heard Whitwell these words before?
Again, I
don't know. All right. I'll just remind you what these words are, since you said, you don't have any problems with it.
Councillor Whitwell, a question.
Well, I said the question needed some introduction, and we need to know what we're talking about before we can actually put the question to you and get an answer.
That's the case, Mr. Councillor Whitwell, then you can table the document with the CEO, and the CEO will then provide advice to the ARG committee. That is the correct process.
Okay, I'm happy to table to the CEO. We've got some other copies around here.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Another show of hands, please. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 6th of September. Officer's recommendation on page 15. Do I have a mover?
No, I'd like to make changes. Amendments to the minutes, please.
Amendments to the minutes.
Certainly.
Mr. Atwood. Page.
Item 2, acknowledgement of traditional owners. Councillor Newbury called for a point of order asking the presiding member to give him the right change status to the traditional owners to custodians. The presiding member advised that she recently attended a meeting in the mining companies and recognised Karrayatta people as traditional owners. She also stated that the council did not endorse the change. And that was said.
So, through the chair, these are not verbatim. These are a reflection of the discussion. If we enter into that level of detail, we'll have very, very long sets of minutes. So what we do is we do cover the key elements. And while that was one opinion, that is not the opinion of the council. That obviously did confirm the reflection of acknowledging traditional owners as traditional custodians.
She also stated that it had not been endorsed to change.
So through the chair, that had been, because the RAP was endorsed by council. So that is inaccurate.
Okay, then I'll go to the next one. Is Mr. Atwood and Ms. Spanganis both raised their hands to ask questions in respect to the issue. The chair gave directions to them that we could not ask any questions in public question time. We are only community members, and in compliance with standing orders, we were not only permitted to ask questions at community time only.
Could you just clarify that again? I think you actually said it wrong.
No, maybe I did.
Well, if you've said it wrong.
Mr. Atwood, Ms. Spanganis both raised their hands to ask questions in respect to the issue. The chair gave direction to them that they could not ask questions until public question time, as they were community members only. And in compliance with standing orders, we were only permitted to ask questions during community question time. Then, and going on that, the letter I table there to you.
What's the amendment?
The amendment's then, okay, I'll still go under section 7.13, Mr. Atwood asked if he had to ask all his questions while in the pulpit, and the chair responded yes. After discussion with the CEO, it is responded no. And then Mr. Atwood asked to confirm whether it was yes or no, and the chair confirmed it was no.
I'll just
defer to the coordinator governance. So in minutes to the council meetings, we do only record what is legally required, which is not verbatim of what happens at every second of the meeting. So in accordance with the council rules, we take down the names of the members that are present at the meeting, whenever a member leaves and enters the room, details of each motion that is moved, the outcome of that motion, reasons as to why it would be significantly different for the officer's recommendation, a summary of questions raised by members of the public during public time, and summaries of the answers provided, and then any declarations of interests. So that's what is legally required to be recorded at council meetings. We don't do verbatim or comments during discussion of any items, which is why those points that are being raised now are not included in the formal minutes. They're just included in the recording that's on the website, because they're not questions and answers during question time or during members, but questions from members without notice. So that's why they're not recorded in minutes.
Just through the chair, to answer that, I have got advice.
There's no answer there. It's what are the amendments?
I've put the amendments up, yep.
Is that all the amendments that you...
At the moment, yes.
Okay, some acting, some guidance on that?
I would suggest that the requirements that have been identified and collated in the minutes, some of this is just a discussion around the main points that are identified in the minutes. That is still recorded on tape, so the detail is always there and available to be listened to. But again, as just pointed out by the coordinator of governance, we are doing what we are required to do, and in some cases we do a little bit more than the base requirements. I'm satisfied that what has been recorded in the minutes is it reflects the broad scope of the discussion during the last AAG meeting.
Can I just ask a question?
Defer to the coordinator governance for some guidance.
Yeah, so if you do want to amend the minutes, you need to state exactly what page needs to go on and exactly what words need to be inserted.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can only enact what is in the decision, word for word, you can't add in other bits and pieces. So you will need to include
Yes.
Can we have a copy? The Wilmington 11 motion, which includes all those as a recommendation.
No.
Do we put it up first, and then make a motion, or Mr. Atwood would need to identify the wording. So if you'd like to be overseas, be in addition to that recommendation, there might have to be a rewriting of that motion. Yeah.
So, for it to be moved, we need it to put up there first.
We will need to put up there first, and okay. I would suggest that the current wording wouldn't suffice.
So you won't accept it?
I would suggest that something along the lines of that the presiding member said, then the CEO said, isn't exactly what we're trying to capture. You need to summarise that as the intent of what you're trying to include in the minutes. So, with respect, I just say you don't need to somehow succinctly say that, which is about, again, getting the point across that you'd like to make in the broader statements.
Then I will vote against the minutes as being a correct and accurate document of what went on in this meeting.
Mr. Atwood, do you...
It's up to you to make the decision.
It's up to you to put the information to us.
These are there.
Is this the information you have?
Yeah. So item 2.
We put this up. And
can I also say something? I haven't got any amendments with me.
Is it about the minutes?
Yes, about the minutes. But what concerns me is that there was a lengthy discussion in relation to item 4.2, and not a single word is reflected in the minutes under that particular section.
Ms. Pangenis, you need to clarify that a bit more.
Well, we need to go back to the recordings.
Sorry.
I've got it right.
In regards to the question.
In relation to, Ms. Pangenis?
Just in relation to 4.2, why is it there was nothing in the minutes that, particularly under that section.
Okay, Ms. Pangenis.
Because there was a lengthy discussion.
Page 10.
Here we have the, are you referring to 6th of September minutes?
I'm referring to this.
So, this is the minutes of 6th of September, 4.2. Are you suggesting that you haven't read the minutes?
No, I was confused with the numbering. Can I have a look at that one? No, I was referring to... It's not on the... I'm referring to... Item 2. I know there was a lengthy discussion under item 2. So would you and other participants...
Yeah. Can we just item 2, please?
So I was expecting that there will be something there, particularly under item 2.
Acknowledgement of judicial lines. Do you have any wording or?
No, I just listened to it, and I was expecting
So we are confirming the minutes, and I need some clarity on what you want to change in the minutes.
I haven't got anything at this stage, but I would like to have any for us to go back to the recording and then put exactly the discussion under item 0.2.
We can I'd just like to defer to the coordinator governance to add something.
So in accordance with the standing orders, there are not meant to be any questions from either council members, committee members or members of the public outside of question time, public question time, and questions from members without notice, I think it's called. There is not meant to be any questions outside of those times. Members are not meant to ask questions throughout the agenda. It is meant to be consolidated to those 2 points in time as in accordance with the standing orders. So questions from the public can only be asked during item 7, and questions from members can only be asked during item 8. In accordance with the admin regs, we are only required to record a summary of the questions and a summary of the answers provided to members of the public. We do go above and beyond that by also capturing the questions and the answers during item 8 as well. However, questions are not meant to be asked during any other times during the agenda, only during those two specific sections, which is why they're not recorded.
Just for a point of clarification, please, Mr. Chair. When we are going through the agenda, we cannot ask questions when we want clarification on the agenda items.
Through the chair, that's up to the presiding member to allow points of clarification at agenda items. So prior to debate, you can request a point of clarification, but it's up to the presiding member to give the okay for that to occur. It's not obviously it's the presiding member who determines whether that can occur or not.
So is this to all committee members?
This is the standing orders. This is the law, our local law. So you can't just, the presiding member has the care and control and carriage of meetings and the way they are managed.
I think you need to read the bottom.
I don't think you understand, and I need to clarify with Andrew whether he's actually read our standing orders, which clearly define what members are, what council members are. So I'm more than happy to take your email and give a chat to Andrew. Andrew's up here only on Wednesday, Thursday with me. So, again, we need to clarify the context, because it's very clear under the definitions in our standing orders what members are, what council members are. There's no bias around that. That's just the way it has been written previously. And for to work and work properly within the standing orders is to work properly within what the definitions of those are.
I'm not here to debate you. The council,
Ms. Atwood,
the community Stop. Does not nominate you as
Mr.
audit committee.
Amendment to the minutes. Do I have a mover in that amendment?
I move that it be amended, yes.
Moved Mr. Atwood. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
lack of seconder, the motion lapses.
Sorry. Sorry, you got off the seconder.
You were facing that way when I raised my hand.
I had waited for quite some time. Are you going?
You were in words about lapse when Ms. Pangan has put her hand up.
What would you like to see? Is it
your call? You can decide to take it or not.
I was thinking about it.
Okay, so lack of seconder, the motion lapses. Suggest that if I call a seconder, we have a seconder straight away. You either decide to second it or you don't.
I was still reading the...
Okay, that's fine. So, motion lapses. So, we're back to mover in the officer's recommendation to confirm the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee held on 6th of September. Do I have a mover? I'll move. Do I have a seconder? No seconder. Motion lapses. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil.
Just through the chair, obviously this is going to have to come back to the next ARG.
Yep.
So we are more than happy to work with Mr. Atwood to refine down the amendment to the recommended motion. If Mr. Atwood would like to do that, or if he would like us to work it down. So it's not.
Is it only Mr. Atwood through the chair?
Mr. Manganis, the officer is.
So as already previously pointed out, no minutes are associated with any of those other areas, so that won't be entered into. But with the minutes, we're more than happy to work with Mr. Atwood, but Mr. Atwood needs to, obviously, if he'd allow us to provide some adaptation of those words and provide it back to him, we're more than willing to work with him on that. Because obviously we're going to have to get the minutes adopted at some point.
Okay, thank you, Acting
Chair.
Mr. Atwood. A disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports from officers. 12.1.1, monthly reports, status of Audit, Risk and Governance Committee decisions and completed decisions. With the officer's recommendation on page 16, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Clarification, please.
No, Mr. Atwood. Do I have a mover? I'll move the officer's recommendation on page 16. Do I have a seconder?
What, just point of clarification?
Please don't interfere with another person's voting.
Sorry?
Sorry, don't shake your head when someone's about to vote or second something. That's interfering and influencing.
Thank you.
Your point of clarification is in relation to Ms. Pangan? In relation to the item?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking points of clarification. I'm taking a... I've moved. I'm taking a seconder at the moment. Do I have a seconder? No seconder? The motion lapses. Item 12.1.2, funding donations for the period the 1st of July to the 30th of September. officer's recommendation on page 19. Do I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Seconder? I'll second that. Do I have any against? Mr. Atwood against. Speakers for Councillor Whitwell. Speakers for Councillor Blanco. Speakers against. Mr. Atwood.
This item's a useful item because what it does, it just identifies what we spent in that quarter, the first quarter, for these types of activities. It's information only, but it's useful to see where in fact the expenditure is taking place. I might put this on where the expenditure is actually taking place and that it's within the budget parameters. And that's all I really want to say.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell, and I concur with those comments. A speaker against, Mr. Atwood.
I'm speaking against this matter because I could not get a clarification. Sophie McDowell, amount requested was $307, which is on page 22. The amount she got paid is $406.36, which is above what she asked for. Who made the decision to pay that person more than what they asked for? I would like to, like a clarification on that, please. Also, going down to the Junior Diamond Sports is $5,000, and a total of $323.75 was allocated to them. Yet when I go up to the one above, the $3,000 to the training Pilbara, the training ship Pilbara is $3,000 asked for, and they got the $3,000. The volunteers got asked for $10,000, they got $10,000. The Trelaw Child Centre asked for $2,000, only got $1,000. I'm voting against it because I don't have the ability to question what is going on.
Speakers for? Speakers against? Write a reply?
No, I don't need a reply.
Seconder, I have a mover in Councillor Whitwell, seconder in Councillor Blanco. We'll put it to a vote. Are those in favour? Motion is passed 3-1.
Can I have a note of those against, please?
For names. Thank you. 12.1.4, local council insight survey participation.
No.
Progress update on internal audit and risk officer. The officer's recommendation on page 23. Do I have a mover recommendation? Move, Ms. Panganis. A seconder? Yes, second. Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Against. Speakers for Ms. Panganis, speakers for Councillor Whitwell, speakers against Mr. Atwood. Ms. Panganis?
Yeah, this the appointment of the internal audit and internal auditor is long overdue. This has been earlier in the year, this has been approved, and although I note that there is a change in the position title, I just would like to know, maybe later, would like to see the position description of this role, the internal audit and risk officer. Because in the past, we so it's not possible to...
Sorry, yeah. It's a recruitment, it's an internal function. You don't share the position descriptions with the council or committees.
Because I recall in the early in the year when it was first...
I'd suggest that you, if you look at the recruitment process, you'll probably find that if you looked at the job ad.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah.
Councillor Whitlock.
Right. I'd support this because it's been around for a long while, unfortunately. Mm. And I do think there's a need to have people understand what the internal audit and risk officer does or is going to do. We had that in it when we looked at it originally, but it might have changed, I don't know. And so this is going to be a great boon for everybody because it will mean we won't have to we won't have people running off trying to get external audits at the cost of about $80,000 anymore, hopefully, unless they distrust the internal auditor. One thing I'd like to mention though in terms of internal auditors, quite often organisations probably bigger than this have, and certainly bigger than this, have the idea that they have an external provider and internal providers. And that way the external provider is again adopting a very similar situation to what a normal auditor would do in terms of how he talks to the council. And that's a very useful thing because it actually takes the council right onto the issues that are important and without, you know, just leaves that degree of discretion there, which is useful. But I just mention that. I don't expect this to happen here because we're very small, but bigger organisations, it's really very, very much their go. The thing that they can do is they can save us a lot of money, not through just being miserly people, but by looking at some of the decisions that are made, which are quite strange at times, and looking at those, and hopefully without suffering sort of any sort of negative consequences from councillors or thereabouts, they might be able to do their job well. And that's an important thing to think about, that you've got to protect people like this so they can actually work to their optimum. That's about all I'd like to say, but thanks.
Speaks against, Mr. Atwood.
I'm voting against because I did not have the ability to question some of the things which in the management strategy development is underway and planned. I'd like to see some of that planned. And also, under section 4.1, the strategic and best practice of local government, I'd like to have more information on that. I think that you're withholding something, I don't know. Is that?
Speakers for? Speakers against? Would like to reply, Ms. McGuinness?
I have nothing further to add.
So we have a mover in Ms. Panganis, seconder in Councillor Whitwell. To a vote, those in favour? The motion passes 3-1.
Can you ask for against, please? I'd like to put my hand up and noted, please.
Against and then have it noted. So
okay. I'll ask against Mr. Atwood.
And it's being recorded.
Okay. Thank you. Move on to 12.1.4 Local Council Insight Survey Participation. The officer's recommendation on page 27.
Now, I just want to ask a question.
Do I have a mover? In the officer's recommendation.
Right, well, that tells me what I've got to do.
I will move the officer's recommendation. Do I have a seconder? No seconder, the motion lapses. Item 13, motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 15, matters for which meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. 16.1, date of next meeting. The next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 8th of November 2016 at 5:30. 16.2, closure.
One question, please.
The meeting is closed at 5:22. 6:22.